15. It's a long way to America. Now follows the part of the story in which Hiccup travelled across the Great West Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean as we now call it. It would take far too long to tell you what happened every minute, every hour, every day. Thousands and thousands of miles the great ship travelled, the puffing, fiery furnace sending them skimming across the water far quicker than sails alone. Thousands and thousands of miles across the ocean, sometimes in sunshine and glass flat sea and windless skies, sometimes in gales and hurricanes and driving rain, surging up and down on the back of the white-topped waves as if they were aboard a great galloping horse. Travelling across the Great West Ocean is a very long way indeed. It is indeed such a long way, it seemed to Hiccup to be like stepping off the edge of the world and into forever. And through wind and sun and frost and rain, this sea dragon followed the doomed ship, constant as a meteor orbiting the Earth, just as if the ship were a planet that had its own particular moon slowly and predictably circling it. The hysterics were still hale and hearty, wolfing down their smoked reindeer with gusto and washing it down with a nice dose of bull's blood and strong cabbage beer. They were in fine, violent spirits, joking with one another and sometimes going too far, and so the whole deck erupted into fisticuffs and Norbert had to break up the fights by storming into the centre of the trouble, whirring his axe above his head like the propeller of one of his mad inventions. The hysterics sang all day and night long of their sweethearts at home, of Jellybelly's bright eyes, and Grimhilda's magnificent chin, and fortunes to be made, and blood to be spilt in the new world called America. And at night, as they slept, their dreaming minds drew maps of America, and each map of this paradise on earth was drawn according to their own desires. To Nutjob it was a place of gold, where all his inventions worked like clockwork, and he could rule on a golden throne with a golden crown on his head and a golden axe in one hand. To lazy little Toothless, it would be a land of food, with small furry animals in such abundance that you barely had to raise a claw to catch them. You just opened up your little tooth-free jaws and they elbowed each other out of the way to crowd down your throat and troop downwards, squeaking into your fat little stomach. To Fishlegs, it was a world where nobody tried to make you play bashy ball. To Kamikaze, it was a land full of sword fights and kidnaps and mad, hairy opponents to burgle and tease. And as for Hiccup, why, strange to tell, Hiccup's map of America looked a lot like Berk. Hiccup, Fishlegs and Kamikaze often slept at night by the warmth of the ship's chimney, and then spent their days up in their treetop house at the top of the mast, or played upon the rigging, only coming down for Hiccup to read the ticking thing or to have a meal.